Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
Okay, Mom. Take it away.
Okay, swimsuit lining.
So, yeah, swimswear.
How you do this is you buy a bolt of it.
Swimswear lining. So we're continuing our discussion, and so many of the questions surrounded linings.
By swimwear.
I don't know if I told you this before the podcast, but we also need to group in power shaper mesh and whatnot needs to be included in this episode. We got some questions about that. And I think it's fine to include that in the lining.
Oh, love it. For one reason.
I meant yeah. As subject matter, not as like an actual.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
I think it's great to include it.
It's so wonderful.
Okay. So, first of all, we'll have some frank discussion of bodies, I think, in this episode. So heads up.
So if you don't like talking about bodies, yeah.
Or whatever, or you want to save this for a time when you're by yourself or something like that. Which is understandable. You're just not ready to do a whole lot of explaining to, like, little people. You're like, I just don't want to have this conversation right now, right? You're just not ready to... You're like, you want to relax and listen to your podcast. You don't want to listen to your podcast and then
sometimes
get a bunch
you're
of questions.
Just tired of little people in general and you want to do like an adult thing.
Okay, that's also, yes.
That would be what that would be.
Both things are true.
So you want to speak, you want to hear from someone more mature than your children, which would be us, of course.
What
right?
I'm saying is I don't want to mark, I don't like to mark episodes explicit where we only talk, where we're talking like factually and frankly about bodies. However, I understand that like you may want a choice in when these concepts are introduced to the kids in your life. Okay, so I like to like leave the note at the beginning of the podcast. So, and I remember one podcast, I left like a really big long explanation like this and someone still complained. And so I was like, they didn't listen.
Turn it off.
To my long explanation. I mean, I tried to warn them. So anyway, I just don't, I don't think
we could be frank about.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
About the topography of bodies.
Yeah. So people were asking about linings. And so we just thought we'd, go forth on linings. Hold forth on linings. And one of the things everyone was asking about was, like, what kind of lining do I put in the bottom of a swimsuit? And, what will help to, keep everything covered down there and stuff, And then someone asked about, actually, period swimwear. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so let's just talk about period swimwear. This is very personal. People's bodies act differently from one another.
Yes.
Some people don't have a problem like bleeding in water. And some people
the common like sort of physics of it is if you sort of have generally most people's probably period flow would like be held back by the water.
It's like you've created a seal.
Right. But the issue is but you do get out of the water.
You get out of the water, yeah.
Like there right, and I don't, I remember having a period, and sometimes I had those, those little, moments.
Here we go, everybody.
Right. Here we go. If you don't want to talk about the, I don't know, you have this concept of what a period is from your own body.
Yeah, you really don't know.
Right, and I remember talking to my girlfriend one time. We're talking about periods, everybody, get ready.
Turn it off.
And I said, I cannot figure out how not to get blood on my sheets. And she said, I've never had blood on my sheets. And I was like, oh, no, I'll even think I don't have blood on my sheets. And then I'll like find it, no matter like how I try to like protect the sheets.
Yeah.
Right. And she said to me, I could wear the same tampon my entire period and it would catch all the blood.
And and she's a nurse, and she said, if it wasn't for toxic shock syndrome.
Right, if it wasn't for and I was like,
yeah,
and that was
different.
A shock to me.
So
everyone is different.
So if you're talking about period swimwear, so there you can make period underwear, and we have a blog post right. about this that our guest blogger Erin Beauchamp did, and she calls them floozy flows because it's a floozy doozies, but she
put the fabric
she
in
put
it.
The absorbent stuff in them. So right. here's my issue here, like. It's absorbent fabric, and it's going to absorb any liquid.
Right.
So, like, if you get in the water with your absorbent underwear on,
right.
it's going to get saturated.
It's going to absorb the water.
The water.
Then the water is going to wash it. I mean, I just don't think there's a guarantee.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe wear, like, a baby swim thing. What is it called?
Well, yeah. See, even so that.
If do you, they absorb the. What do they do?
Well,
or do they just hold the poop?
They just hold, yeah. So little yeah, swimmers, okay. little swimmers just catch poop, right?
Okay.
You know, in case. But like, even if you did something that was that had like some people in their period underwear, they will put like a plastic
right.
liner,
something that's waterproof,
super
right.
waterproof, right. you know. And but even you're gonna be like immersed in the water, so
right, you're not hermetically sealed by any
yeah.
means.
So like, what we're trying to avoid with period swimwear
right.
is like. Blood, like, going down your leg, right?
Right
or something
right.
like that. And so I
mean, honestly, if you were bleeding in the water, I don't even think it'd be enough that anybody would notice.
Right.
Because so, it would be such a minuscule amount.
Yeah, and I think I've actually...
Like, compared to the size of the body of the water.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been lucky. I think maybe one time I did start my period in the water, but, like, no one noticed except
right.
me when I went to the bathroom or whatever,
right.
you know. So that was nice. But... I know not everyone likes to wear an internal product like
right.
a cup or a tampon or whatever, but that's really the only way that I...
Oh. I would say that's the most secure
sure.
way of, you know, not letting someone know you're in your period.
Yeah, like, and so it's like almost period underwear is just like a super low profile pad.
Right.
You know?
I know people that have worn pads in the water.
Yeah, so if, I mean, you know...
You know, just so it won't, know. You know, it... So I could not have, I don't think it would have worked for me.
Yeah,
you know, I just don't.
I wouldn't have felt secure like
yeah,
that. So
yeah.
anyway, there's that with the linings. So, okay, the other thing is we started it off here so people could turn off the episode if they wanted to. Let's talk about pubic hair and labial anatomy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and Mom's just like, all right.
So, do you want someone to read your lips?
There you
right?
go. And if you do, you can choose a really thin fabric and
right.
go to town, right? So I just want to bring up that I am friends with a couple of photographers. And I asked them about, like, shooting some, like, underwear pics and stuff
right.
for, like, the floozy, doozy underwear and stuff. And my one friend was like, just so you know, all underwear shoots are retouched somewhat.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm sure there's... Someone somewhere not retouching them, you know. But, like, you know, keep that in mind. The pictures you see a lot. Now that might not be true of our sewing bloggers on Instagram,
right, that's
that,
true,
which is
right.
so nice. That's a nice thing sometimes about Instagram is you get, like, the real story. But, like, I like to design my swimwear so that I don't have to, for sure, shave my bikini line, personally. Like,
right.
I personally experience, like, a ton of irritation, and it's just not an option for me to, like, really, like, shave every day and stuff like that. So, I'm wearing shorts all the time. This is awesome.
Right.
You know, the other thing is, personally, I would never make myself a pair of, like, white, light yellow or light blue or super, super duper light pastel-y bottoms. I just personally would not.
I have made myself white swimming suits.
Yeah.
But I had a very brown lining.
You had two swimming suits on, basically.
Right. So, and the two major reasons to line for me would be to get an opacity.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't see through or define the anatomy,
yeah.
right, that you don't want someone to define. And to preserve the wear of the lining will help the suit last longer.
Yeah, And we had some questions about durability last time, so that's good. So,
it will increase the durability. Also, in our current state of affairs, when we're talking about the UV exposure the light won't be going through it as well.
Right.
That's why it's opaque.
Exactly. There you go.
But that's just another reason. Now, if you have on a brief suit, obviously you're exposing the rest of your skin, you know. But it's, you know, whatever. I have always lined my suits. It never occurred to me not to. Now, when I say that, sometimes it was a partial lining.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, in my current swimming costume, right? I don't always line the sides because I have the princess seams.
Mm-hmm.
I will just line the front and the back.
And that covers your butt and your crotch.
It covers all the cracks. So
right.
To speak.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it covers my navel, it covers all the cracks. Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
Some
people are very, very conscious of their navel, especially like if it's like a hernia type situation
Jasmine
something like that.
Asked about this.
Did she? Okay.
She said, so I want to talk. So we'll talk about like all the bumps and cracks and everything. She said, she was like, my belly button shows and everything. Uh-huh. What's up with that?
Well, and some people don't mind that.
Yeah. Some people don't care. And you can do.
And even if it's sometimes if it's a very hollow belly button, mm-hmm. people don't like that because it shows like this concave space.
So when you're trying to mask a shape, whether it's a belly button or it's a labia or whatever, it's, you know, the swim lining that we keep pulling from that we keep cutting into and lining all our bathing suits with.
So this, when did we get that? 7-8 years ago?
Oh, no, I don't think it's that long ago.
Maybe five.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I said to Mallory, oh, look, this company has this bolt of fabric on sale. Get it. She's like, why? I go, that's swimsuit lining.
It is a very stable knit. So if you want to cover, you know, anything bumpy, creating that foundation where the fabric will go like over the two mountains and create a smooth line or something
like
that.
Make a bridge.
Make a bridge. Smooth over everything.
A bridge over the crevice.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you want to look for. Now, you know, some crevices and some, you know, divots and everything like are kind of uncoverable when you're wearing something that is so tight, like swimwear that we're talking mm-hmm. about. So if you like really wanted to mask something.
Well, and some people's cracks are wider than other people's
cracks. That's right.
Cracks.
Everybody's
just, you know, it's just different.
But, you know, if you really wanted to cover shapes of the lower body, like people are wearing skirts and stuff nowadays. I mean, I'm just saying.
And, you know, I think some of those things are just adorable. Like they had the little trunks underneath with a little skirt over the top.
No,
I think they're really cute.
The world
like
is
them.
Catching up with us with the concept of whatever you want to wear for swimwear is swimwear.
Right.
Like, you know, there's those ads nowadays. I don't know if you're getting them, but it says like sometimes you want, and it shows like these pretty brief swimsuits, like a bikini and something with a bunch of cutouts. And then it's like sometimes you want, and there's people with like 3/4 length shirts and skirts on and long capri pants and, you know, so capri leggings. So, yeah, if you, like, really wanted to cover that up, of course, you know, a flowing tankini.
Well, you know, the tankini wasn't popular to when, like.
That was so popular when I was a kid.
I was going to say, I think it came out, honestly, like the early to mid 80s, because it was either you had a one piece
or a bikini,
you know, and the tankini was just like. Great idea that some, and you know, I've had people, especially people who say, I go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, if you have to take down a one piece suit, and you know, these are people who don't want to wear a two piece.
Yeah, so like,
they don't want to show their midriff, but they want, you know, pants on.
Uh-huh,
they
uh-huh.
want two pieces.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if your choice is like, you know, four triangles or a whole one piece.
Right.
Like, here's
and, you know, the tankini can go from a form-fitting, something that's form-fitting, to something that's, you know, blouson. I mean, it's a great invention.
Also,
to some of them, you know, too, like just the front or just the back.
Yeah,
or like the one we were talking about with Sam's on two episodes ago, you know, like the sides aren't really there. There's kind of a dip in the side.
I think also sometimes a certain pattern can help to, what do I want to say?
A print, like?
Yeah.
The pattern of the fabric.
I'm sorry. Yes, a print, like the pattern of the fabric. Right. What's it called? Like scramble the details, you know? If you,
oh, that's
like,
well, and I think some,
if you want.
Yes, and then there's ruching.
Uh-huh.
Ruching is always great. And the other thing there is do you want a color block to draw the eye somewhere, or do you want one solid color?
Yeah.
Or do you, or like you said, that all over prints. And here's another thing. All over large print versus all over small print. Mm. You know, that whole thing.
Well, let's get back to linings a little bit, because I know it was related, you know. But you can, like ZD said, if you're going to get into swimwear, you don't have to keep buying swimsuit lining for every project. I think you should be able to find some swimsuit lining. And, you know, don't order the yard that it says it takes for the project. Order a few yards, because this weird gray-brown fabric that we have for swimsuit lining, I can't think of a time it won't work for us.
Right.
It's going to work.
So it's like
to line every swimsuit almost.
Taupey, funny. It's the funniest color in the world. That's why it was on sale.
That's right.
Nobody wants it on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Because it sort of looks like the skin of death or something.
Yes, it looks like an elephant skin.
Yeah.
Like a brownish elephant.
And you know, it's not a bad color. It's just that color on people's skin is up next to, I can't even think of anybody's skin that would look good
on. Yeah, it's
just
not very warm.
Well, it's kind of pukey, awful looking.
Oh,
I don't know.
Look, it kind of looks like the sewing machine.
It does. It's kind of, yeah, it almost kind of has a metallic undertone,
yeah.
Pewtery color to it. Boy, that we've described, I've used every word.
People are like, what the hell color
is
this fabric?
But what it is it could go under white, it can go under black. It blocks out, you know, it neutralizes the fabric, whatever it is.
Yeah, and so this works for...
Is a spandex fabric, a four-way stretch.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to work for all skin types, because what it's doing, all skin tones, you know, what it's doing is it's going... Because it has aloe in it.
What it is? It's like you were mixing your oil paints to make a skin tone, and you got them this murky color.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what happened.
You did it wrong.
So it really has every skin tone color in it, and it just turned out this murky grayish brown color.
Because what happens
when
you mess it up, when you mess it up for skin tones, because people talk a lot like, you know, the use of the word nude for a fabric color is super outmoded because there are lots of different nudes.
Everybody figured out that nobody had the same skin color.
Right, right. And, you know, I slip up. Sometimes I use it. I really try not to because it's just not, you know, not accurate.
Well, for years, white was used, which did nothing.
Yeah. So so white was used for lining,
right,
is what you meant by that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, the fabric that you're looking for is something that will lend opacity and is a little bit on that warm side. There's an article about lingerie and how red is actually a bra color that
yes.
can work for almost every skin tone, you know, in terms of, you know, kind of disappearing or whatever. Whereas, so you don't want to put white under white unless you want that look of half opaque and half and not.
Right. And
you
if
know.
You, well, and especially if you have a dark skin color.
Right.
It
That's
really screws
really
it up.
Really messes
because
up.
It tries to lighten, you know, it, yeah.
So if you find something... If you find a swimsuit lining that is beigey.
When you say lining, I'm not liking you using lining because the fabric, here, let me explain.
Lining?
Let me explain myself. Let me explain.
Yes,
okay.
go ahead.
The fabric we bought is not specifically lining.
Okay. Yes.
It could actually be the outside of a swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is a Lycra swimsuit type fabric. So it is not lining per se. So it's not like thin or anything. It's actually like having a double layered suit.
There you go. Yeah. So we're defining it as lining because that's all we're going to use it for.
Unless we find somebody that looks good in that color.
Yeah, right. So when you're looking for this, you want to look for a color that's somewhere kind of, you know, you don't want to get like a bright green or a blue, probably, okay? You want to look somewhere in skin tone land, but if it doesn't match your skin tone exactly, it may also be okay.
It also might be better.
Okay. Yeah. It, you're looking for that opacity. So let's take a break and come back and talk about places where we can line. You were talking about some partial lining and things like that. And let's come back and talk about that.
We'd like to welcome another yummy sponsor to the show, Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Go to greenchef.com/90sewing. That's greenchef.com/90sewing and use code 90sewing to get $90 off, including free shipping.
Sometimes you just need a little assist in the kitchen, and it's nice to be able to put a freshly cooked meal on the table in 30 minutes or less.
I was so excited for this podcast sponsorship because our samples came during one of the busiest weeks of this year, meaning one of the busiest weeks of the pandemic. One set of grandparents went on vacation, so I was without some of my midweek childcare. I was so happy to get a few meal kits delivered where everything was prepped for me or Derek to cook up. All the ingredients were pre-measured and perfectly portioned.
Green Chef is also sustainable, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in each box.
Yeah, there was really no more plastic in that box than when I go on a normal grocery trip, which I know can be a concern for meal kits.
Green Chef has different plans to fit your lifestyle. Keto and paleo, balanced living, and plant-powered for our vegetarian and vegan friends. Share that special offer for our listeners again, Mallory.
Go to greenchef.com/90sewing and use code 90sewing to get $90 off, including free shipping. Thanks, Green Chef.
Sewing out loud.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com. Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
All right, so you talked about partially lining your swimsuits.
Right.
And people are like, when do I line or when do I use power mesh or whatever? I mean, technically, you can just do it everywhere if you want.
You can do whatever. You know? Right. You know, in my performance leotards, okay, I put power mesh all the way up to under my breast.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Because I want it to look sleek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you know, the lights are on it and it's a shiny fabric usually. And so you could line your whole suit like that if you wanted.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can line it just around your waist.
Okay.
Right. Using a power mesh. You can pick the area. Now be careful not to make it too tight or cut yourself someplace where you wind up with an extra lump. Like you get rid of one lump and you all you want to do is smooth out. This is not going to make you look thinner or look like you got a new body.
You went down four dress sizes.
This is not a corset. It may help you hold your jelly belly in a little bit or firm up your rear end so it's not as jiggly.
Well, and that's smoothing.
It's just a smoothing, right. It's not like a new contour.
Yeah. So I remember looking into kind of like making my own shapewear. And I think I've mentioned this before, but when I went into like Victoria's Secret to just look at what they had some sort of, you know, like tight fitting slips. And then they had something probably a bit more actually hefty than the Power Shaper net that we have, something really stable mesh. And it was just zigzagged in like a diamond over the abdominal area.
Right.
It was just going to smooth that abdominal area. It was zigzagged on there. Okay. So you could do it like that. So you could like line the whole suit, only include Power Shaper net in some areas. You could, like you said, you partially line your bathing suit, and that fabric that we keep using, keep cutting on, it actually provides a little bit of smoothing and compression.
Well, it does,
it's
too.
Really,
and that,
nice.
That, well, that's another thing lining does.
Yeah.
I mean, just go in. Target's a good place to go because they don't line most of their suits, okay? And you can really tell the difference, you know, when you wear that. The other thing the lining really does is help maintain the shape. You get in the water and that outer lining will get loose.
Yeah.
I mean, the
outer fabric
can
yeah.
get loose. And if you know you have that good lining, you know, like you said, stable. And we say stable and it's still a four-way stretch.
Yeah.
But, you know, that beefed up lining, so to speak. You know your suit's going to, even if your suit gets a little saggy or something because it's wet.
Oh my God,
whatever.
I have had a saggy suit before too.
Yes.
So annoying.
Yes.
So, and it's, you know, through like, it's the right size, but like the fabric was just wrong. Now, if your swimsuit pattern doesn't include directions for lining and you want to include it, you know, in a part where it's not included or it's not included at all and you want to line the whole thing or whatever, you can just cut out two suits.
Right.
And basically treat your lining and your outer fabric as one and proceed. Now, it can add some bulk in certain places. And that's one reason why you do, probably one of the reasons, why you're not lining those side panels.
And actually, another reason I'm kind of doing that too is just for ventilation.
Yeah, it's overkill, right?
Right. You know, and my suit is fairly stable because of all the seams also. So
okay.
that helps stable it.
You also, since you line it this way, can enclose those princess seams.
Yes.
And that's very similar to the construction technique of the floozy doozy undies.
Right.
So if you look at those.
So I'm sandwiching the princess seams into the.
Right. Which, I mean, it's not
you don't have
necessary.
To. You don't
but
have
it's
to.
It kind of cool.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
The other thing is, especially on the panty part of your suit, you can. Make sure you don't have a seam up in the crotch. So you've got seams against, you know, you make your panties, right?
You
make your lining.
Yeah, you can enclose it.
So you make your panties and you make your lining of your panties and then you slip them inside each other.
Yeah.
And the seams are facing each other.
Right.
So you have no seams. Do not close the top or the leg. That's where you're going to basically, then, you know, attach them and put them together.
Yeah, so you're saying you make two pairs of panties and you, the lining one gets put on, quote unquote, inside out. Where is it? Where the,
and actually, I do that a little bit differently. So what I do is I have all the pieces together at the crotch seam.
Yes.
I sew them all together and then open it up.
Okay, that's also what I do with the floozy doozy. So I've done I'm mentioning this because
that's how I do a leotard.
There's a video
it.
On
it.
So I just wanted to let people to know it's there.
The other thing I've done, I'm trying to think, I think I did this in a unitard, so this would also apply, is I actually made the, I made a power mesh lining that did not go down the legs. You know, it
just
it was cut off like a boy short, so
to
speak. I just had it in the torso. I didn't want that all the way down my legs.
If there are certain lining things like that that you want, maybe your swim costume looks a little bit like a unitard.
Well, right. That's
but,
what I'm,
but
I mean,
on.
A lot of people are going to make like Bermuda length legs.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So you could make yourself just the panty or like the leotard and you could kind of tack them in together.
Right.
If you wanted to, if you're going for, see, like I like the silhouette of the body covered up to the knee, but I just really like to make it two pieces.
Well,
you know?
Just like you said. You showed Zelda the shorts that had the inner lining. And, you know, that way you're not truly commando. You're sort of like, what?
Yeah, well, yeah. I liked it too because she was really into wearing leggings and wanted right. shorts. And then, you know, there were some shorts at the store that I was like, if she, you know, lays down and like is doing sit ups, people are going to see her underwear.
Well, right.
You know, and
when my husband
for sure.
takes yoga,
yeah,
he wears basically, you know, his running shorts, which are lycra,
uh-huh.
under a pair of looser fitting
sure.
gym shorts, you
sure.
know, because we don't want to see any baby birds.
There you go.
You know, when we're doing something
this
there.
Also, just to, you know, bring this up, when a male ballet dancer dances, it's like they have this very shaped crotch area that gets right. blurred out because they've got a dance belt on
right.
that covers up any detail.
Right. And a dance
okay?
belt's just kind of like a thong with a cup in it.
Yeah.
Or a jock strap. Now, what I have noticed in sports with all the coming of the Lycra and spandex garments,
mm-hmm.
I see guys wearing a spandex short, you know, under something versus a jock strap. And if you've ever saw how jock straps are made.
Oh, my God, no.
I don't know how they wore them.
I don't know.
They looked awful. It was elastic up under the butt cheek. And, I mean,
it doesn't look very comfortable to me, but, you know.
It was sort of like wearing a real uncomfortable push-up bra, you know, around your butt or something.
I mean, I guess it's better than, like, getting injured.
Well, right. And, you know, they used to wear cups, you know.
Right,
And keep those in place and things like that. I mean, you know, you don't want a free ball if you're in a sport where, you know, something could get
right,
hung up or hit or whatever. But, you know, I have noticed less jock straps.
Yeah.
And more wearing, like, tight, maybe Speedo type things that have, like, a boy leg or something like that.
Another thing I've noticed in ready-to-wear, it's been advertised to me, is, you know, swim shorts marketed to men that don't have that loose mesh lining.
Right.
They have a close fitting.
Right.
It's
like a Lycra thing.
Yeah. It's a, what are they, are those briefs in men underwear lingo? Like there's boxers and there's
briefs
and
there's. Well, briefs usually have like a leg.
Yeah, you know. They go down.
Right.
They,
yeah.
you know, it, so it's like,
right.
so I'm
well,
like,
okay.
that doesn't surprise
even
me.
My,
it looks
well,
more comfortable
even my
to me.
Husband's underwear. I swear you could wear it out in public.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's, you know, knit and close to his body and it looks like a swimming suit.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, whether it has a brief leg on it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just a little, you
well,
know, whitey-tighty
next time
shape.
See Jerry out there. He'll
yeah.
just be in his underwear because Edie
know
told
he's
him.
In a, we
that...
used, my mom used to call our underpants stinkies. She'd
stinkies.
Go, yeah, she'd say, "Go put on your
well,
stinkies."
That's
because they eventually became that.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Right.
So yeah, you know, back to adding lining to the bottoms and everything. Just to be clear, you do need to get your lining situation like figured out and sorted.
Right.
And incorporate it into your suit before you, like, finish a leg hole.
Right. So the elastic
something like that.
is going to go on both layers.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you know, it's, well, if they're the same shape. Now, if you have a longer leg and you're using more of a brief type, briefer
uh-huh.
type, trunk type shape, I guess I call them. I call them, like, dance trunks is what I call them.
Yeah, these terms,
yeah.
I mean, if anybody is listening...
And terms change. That's what's
yes.
really hard.
If anybody's listening in the U.S. or Australia or the U.K. or whatever, it's a regional thing. It is a country thing. It is a generational thing.
Right.
And you'll see things called different everything. So
right.
I don't... if you're like, that's not what I'd call a trunk.
Right.
Valid. Okay?
Yeah.
So don't worry about... we're not...
You're not wrong.
We're not wrong. Exactly.
You know. But... So generally, if I'm cutting the suit out,
yes.
exactly the same shape, you know, or the lining exactly the same shape as the suit, I'm applying the elastic to both things at once.
And this is a reason, if you're like, why aren't all suits lined and ready to wear? This is a reason. It's more expensive. Okay.
It's much more time consuming.
Two suits, and it can be bulkier. Someone was in the group saying that they were having trouble with whatever, you know, two layers of mm-hmm. elastic or, two layers of fabric and elastic and stuff. Lengthen that stitch on your serger
mm-hmm.
for sure.
If you need to baste it to hold it together, you
that
can do
can
that
happen
too.
A lot. Actually, I have a pair of shorts that I don't know what happened when I cut them out, but they're swim shorts and they're lined. Right. Well, and that was another swim lining we had, that purple.
Yeah, we used purple.
It worked under so many things. Mm-hmm. Not quite everything.
No. It was like a Merlot-ish purpley.
Yeah, I had a fabric and I lined it, and like somehow that lining grew, or my other thing kind of like shrank, or I cut one too long or something. But my hem, the lining is like below.
Well, and I cover stitched
it. It looks really cute, you know, but
you can pre-wash and, you know, put your fabrics in the dryer. Now, that doesn't guarantee that they will stay the same.
Yeah.
So different, and this happens, I've seen this in ready to wear before. I've had people bring me suits and go, the lining's hanging out of the butt of my swimsuit. And I've had to take apart the leg, you know, and cut some of the lining out and redo it because the lining grew and the suit didn't.
And the suit didn't. Right, yeah, no, that's very true.
Yeah.
That's also why we like a little bit more of a beefy four-way stretch fabric.
Right. It's why I don't like lining fabric.
There you
I
go.
Want real fabric. So, I forgot what I was going
to
say.
I have something to say.
Okay.
I just want people to know, sometimes in ready-to-wear underwear, like a panty, or in a ready-to-wear swim panty, you'll see that partial crotch lining that, you know, kind of just comes up, and that's there to catch extra fluid, you know, not just period stuff, just like, you know, normal, whatever.
I have seen on the internet that you're supposed to hide your mad money there. And that is not what it's
okay.
for.
There's no reason you have to do it like that, and no reason you shouldn't. I, for simplicity's sake, just like to line the whole thing.
Right.
But if you were short on lining or something like that, you can do it that way. Okay, so you could add in that part if you wanted, if there was no lining to your suit.
So I do both.
Right. Okay, yes.
Okay,
so you can
I
do both.
Line my suit, plus I have a crotch catcher in
Bam.
There.
Bam.
Okay. So I have been known to do both.
Is that like a cow catcher
kind
on a train?
Kind of. It just scoops it right up. So when Mallory and I are talking about, I really tickled her.
Jerome
here.
Just always talking about cow catchers because he's obsessed with trains.
Mallory did not know what a cow catcher was till like a few months ago.
My 3-year-old taught me.
She's like, I don't know what a cow catcher.
I'm like, is that
how
the cow
can you
catcher?
Not? How did I not? Like
you failed me as a parent.
Yeah. How
obviously.
Did I not pass that on to you what a cowcatcher was? Now, if anybody doesn't know what a cowcatcher is, what a cowcatcher is.
It's this thing in your underwear. No.
It is. It's like a scoop like that looks sort
on the
of
front
like
of a train.
Basket. Yeah. Only upside down on the front of a train. So if there is a cow on the tracks and the train can't stop and the cow doesn't get off, it sort of scoops the cow up and hopefully, I mean, the cow's
gone.
No,
the cow's dead.
But hopefully doesn't hurt the train.
Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't
the cow
get...
needs to go to the butcher shop after this. Yeah. But supposedly it saves the train and the cow will not go
under
the
train
and knock it off of
probably.
The track.
Not knock it off the tracks, make cleanup easier, all that jazz.
Right.
Well, and you know, anyway, I was going to say something else about trains, but I'm stopping myself. Okay, so crotch catcher. Okay. Yeah, and you'll see linings too. I want to cover one more thing. You will see panties and linings have a crotch seam in different places. Some will have that kind of like angled toward the butt curve and an angled toward the front curve, and some will be straight. And it's kind of a fabric-saving thing to make it two pieces. It's not like a true dart or like a gusset or something like that. When you piece the crotch together and you don't have the side seams together, that panty lays out flat. So if you end up modifying a pattern, you're like, I hate the crotch seam there. Just butt those two pieces up together and move the crotch seam where you want
it. I make sure that when I sit down, I'm not sitting like on the crotch seam where it bothers me.
You know, I don't like it when it sort of comes up toward the front of the body. I don't mind.
I don't even know where mine is. But I know that when I sit, like if I sit down like on a concrete step, I do not feel that crotch seam. I honestly can't remember exactly where mine was.
You can cut it all one piece too. It's your fabric. Okay. If you want to cut your panty all one piece, you could butt the pieces up if you want to. And I think I like show that also. Or is that how the floozy doozies are made? Hold on, now I can't even remember. Well, I think there's options because there's an option for front volume in the floozy doozy. So I'm forgetting that that's why that's like that. But with the floozy doozies, you could butt it all up together and cut it as one piece if you want to. That would reduce this. You would have no seam, you know, there. So just think about that with your lining. You wouldn't have to mess with that. So.
Well, I want to make sure that I get in something that we have said over and over again. So when I cut this lining and when I cut this swimsuit, the fashion fabric, I cut them at the same time. So they are the same shape.
Yeah, I think that's what happened with my shorts that have the creative hem, is I didn't cut them at the same time. And
so I'm literally, if I can't cut them at the same time, I don't take the pattern piece off of one and put it down for the other. I take the piece that I have cut out, I leave it on the pattern piece, and I move it over to the next piece of fabric and cut my, you know, second layer.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, this came up not too long ago on a Facebook post, and people were cutting circles.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about whether a circle was on the bias, or what part of the circle was on the bias. The entire outer perimeter of the circle is on the bias. There is no straight line on a circle. So the entire thing is on the bias. Now, it might not be the true bias, but it's on the bias. So when I'm cutting a leg hole or something like that, the whole thing is on the bias.
Yeah, there's no, like, line.
When something's a circle or has an arc to it, which is part of a circle, it's on it's a bias cut.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you can't, it just is. The only time you can make a non-bias cut is if you are cutting straight with the grain of the fabric.
Yeah.
Just because you lay it down, the grain down straight, and lay the pattern piece straight, if the pattern piece is curved wherever it's curved, that is on the bias.
Right. So, like, to the circle skirt kind of example, you put that circle skirt on, and let's pretend that, like, you know, your front and your back and your two sides, they are, you know, parallel, perpendicular to the warp and the weft of the fabric.
Right.
So you do have a more stable part of the garment running straight down your side, running straight down your front, running straight down your other side, running straight down your back. So those are more stable sides. And if you, like, hang that circle skirt up to grow and rest, you will get uneven lengthening due to this phenomenon.
Right.
But what Mom's saying is you start, you know, when you have curved pattern pieces, you have unstable pieces to work. You have unstable edges that you are stitching on.
Right.
Yeah. I just wanted to clarify that because I thought somebody would email and be like, parts of, you know.
Well, right. And you know, you when you put that pattern piece down, it'll have a grain line on it. It says you want to do it, you know, this way, right? Like, usually lengthwise grain is the most stable, right?
Right.
Crosswise grain has a little bit more give. So generally when it goes around the body, they will have you line it up with the crosswise grain.
Right.
And lengthwise, they have you line it up with the length of the garment because it's more stable. But when you start to cut and you get your curved lines or whatever, you're off grain.
Yeah.
You know, that particular line that makes your seam is going to be off grain. Now, the garment is not cut on the bias, correct?
Right. So it's like if you put the garment on you and then you looked at the grain lines the way that's why they are positioned on the fabric the way they are, it's like down the front of your body, you'll have that grain line. And then over here on your cup of your princess seam, it's running straight down your body.
And I think part of it, too, that I saw in one of this post was, there's true bias.
Yeah.
Okay, which means it's 45 degrees to the weft and the warp, right?
Yeah.
And then everything else is bias. So if it's not true straight of the grain, it is bias. So it's not true bias. True bias will give you your most stretch.
Right. Okay, cool. So that's why Mom's saying to cut them both at the same time or use the one you just cut as a pattern piece, like when you go to cut either if you're cutting the lining first or the outer fabric first, and then you'll get your most accurate result because the fabric starts to distort when you cut it.
We talked about this in
part one of the discussion, where weighting down all of your fabric is helpful and not letting anything pull on it, because it's going to affect the pieces you cut out. Okay, so anything else to add about
lining? I just have
they can smooth. You have a lot of autonomy with linings. I mean, yeah. I just want to say, like, if you want to line it, you know, there's not really a rule.
You don't have to line it.
Yeah, and you don't have to. So
I'm a liner. Line, team unline.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's totally okay. You can line a whole pair of leggings, okay?
But, you know, where Jasmine was coming from in the last podcast, her questions, you know, she was looking at durability and working out in this. I'd say line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might not want to line a shirt.
Right. Just depends.
You know, but if it's going to be close to your body, you know, and I would say line it.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you have any more swimsuit lining questions, let us know. ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.